This is Philosophy Espresso. It's a series of short, stimulating discussions about everyday life. My name's Damon Young, and I'll be your philosopher. If you talk to parents, read glossy school pamphlets, or listen to political pundits, you notice a common ideal: independence. Progressive or conservative, religious or secular, cat people or dog people, they all agree that we want independent children who'll one day be independent adults. And it's easy to see why. Independence suggests freedom, poise, an emancipated mind, and a comfortably full wallet. Independence is autonomy, from the ancient Greek meaning having its own laws. In this, independence is both an ethical and political ideal, governing yourself as a person and as a people. Put another way, independence is a personal ideal, but also a public one, to do with communities. The problem is that we too often downplay the communal. Children are taught to work together, of course. They're told to play well, to share, to include others. But our idea of independence is often defined against dependence. To be a dependent is to be weak, clumsy, thoughtless, needy, someone always asking for a hand up or a hand out. But dependence is the human condition. Fragile, vulnerable animals, we're always in need of help. Most obviously, we all get sick and we all get old. It's not just babies who need to be fed or changed, it happens to all of us eventually. Even the most physically fit and strong are brought low by illness or injury. Dependence also arises from love. Whether in family, romance, or friendship, love is what philosopher Martha Nussbaum calls a relational good. Love can't be achieved alone or by keeping ourselves at a safe distance. Yes, we might be disappointed, rejected, betrayed. We might be the ones left grieving after a lifetime together. We might realise our loved ones like Lambrusco or smooth peanut butter. To love is to risk. We're also dependent in work and politics, not because we love our colleagues or fellow citizens, but because we can't achieve anything alone. In groups, we combine our energies, our talents and perspectives. We create laws, institutions, and other works that simply don't exist for any one individual. So, alongside independence, we also need to teach kids about the quality of our dependence. We absolutely will need other people for comfort, care, honest feedback, talent, to say nothing of the basic stuff of food, medicine, clothing, shelter. The real question for children is not, are you dependent, but will you recognize your dependence? Will you be honest about your own feelings, or will you stuff them deep down? Will you be selfish, cruel, oblivious, exploitative? Will you start to believe in the fiction of your own solitary heroism, swaggering around the battlefield surrounded by your vanquished foes? Will you spend your life singing My Way loudly at passers-by? Children certainly need to develop autonomy. They deserve to be free, healthy, clear-minded, patient, brave. But they also need to know how to use this freedom well, to recognise how much they need us and each other. Independence is a chance to respect dependence, not to forget it.